Frankfort, Indiana.
Crumbling roads, dwindling budgets, dangerous bridges, old sewer systems, and no room for growth. Let's face it, the state of infrastructure in the United States is reaching critical proportions.
WILO presents A Chance to Talk About It on Wednesday, March 27th between 9:30 and 11 a.m. right after Party Line. Join Ken Hartman and Russ Casper as we talk with local officials from the Frankfort Street Department, the Clinton County Highway Department, NDOT, the Chamber of Commerce, among others.
The Infrastructure Summit on Wednesday, March 27th between 9:30 and 11 in the morning, brought to you by the station keeping you connected.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO. Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Friday morning. My name's Kevin Keith. WILO News Director Ken Hartman going to join me shortly. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. As I said, Ken Hartman joined me. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how was the Lincoln Day supper last night?
It was great. Really, really good.
Go ahead and tell me, Ken.
Oh, I'm going to love this.
As my stomach growls.
Yeah. Let's see. Ham loaf, mashed potatoes, chicken and noodles, seven-layered salad, dinner roll, green beans, dessert, which I was a good boy. I left that alone.
Oh, very. I'm proud of you, Ken.
And dessert. I said dessert, and then tea, lemonade, water, coffee, whatever.
Nice. Ham loaf?
Ham loaf.
Good stuff, I'm a little picky on my when someone throws it in a loaf.
Well, I enjoy it. That was good.
Okay,
it's just like putting ham in a meatloaf.
Okay, so it's kind of that texture.
Yeah,
sort of.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Still doesn't sound real good.
It's good.
I'm sure it is.
It's
though.
Good.
I'd like to try it at least
it's
once.
It's good.
I'm going to take your word for it this time, Ken.
I tell the ladies out there, they have never, never disappointed. It's so much fun to be out there. So much fun to be out there.
The last time you were out there, you brought back a dinner card and slapped it on my desk.
Uh-huh.
So I actually got descriptions.
Yeah, you got descriptions.
Of what
right.
Ken had for supper.
That's right.
And a good turnout, I guess.
Yeah,
probably
good,
a packed house.
Very good turnout. And I want to publicly thank Jim Moyer for letting me sit up front last night. That was really helpful.
Hey, you got the big boys table,
yeah,
didn't
I
you?
Yeah, I did. I got to sit with Jim and Joe Root and Todd Rakita and myself and a couple of the students from the high school. We were expecting four. We only had two of them show up. So, mm-hmm. But it was a very, very good evening and lots of fun. And I got a chance to see some people I don't get a chance to see very often.
Right. So. Everybody's all together.
Yeah, which makes it kind of fun.
So how's Todd Rakita doing?
Todd's doing just fine.
Yeah?
He, of course, he's got a new job now with Apex. Forgot what exactly it's called.
Security thing?
Or something like that, yeah. But he's being an attorney, and he's doing the legal stuff for them. So,
okay.
But he's home every night now, and he and I got a chance to talk. We had a chance to talk last night.
Yeah.
which is something we haven't had a chance to do.
A lot of times you're rushed, you know? I mean, that we're at events like that, and you just get rushed.
Yeah, we talked for, well, we were, of course, at the same table that we talked there, and then we talked for about 5-10 minutes afterwards. So
very good.
And what was really interesting, Jim Baird, who has replaced Todd, got back, flew in from D.C. yesterday after they had the vote on the wall. And he just looked, you know, he got in about 2 hours before, and he came on over to the event last night. And he, you know, and Todd said, this is how I felt. You saw how I looked.
Yeah.
He says, it's exactly how I felt most of the time. And
you never quite get used to that, I don't think.
No, you don't.
Driving
you,
and flying.
You,
and
you just don't. And Jim looked like he had gone through the ringer dealing with the vote on the wall yesterday. And Brian Buchanan was there. Don Leahy was there. Heath Van Adder there. Jim Buck did not make it last night, so I haven't seen Jim for a while. I'm not sure what's going on, but
well, I'm glad you had a good time.
It's always fun, and got a chance to get a little bit more, kind of a meet and greet of the candidates last night. I got a chance to talk to a couple of them I didn't know very well last night, so I got a chance to do that. So
very valuable.
Yes, she got a couple party line dates set up last night, and put another one out there, and we'll see what happens. And
Always working.
Oh yeah.
Always schmoozing, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's
part of the game.
That's part of it. You got to do that.
Yeah. That's the fun part.
That's the fun part. Yeah. It's always good to see people in a different mode than what you normally see them in.
Yeah, a little more relaxed atmosphere.
Yes, very
too.
Much so.
People not
including
rushed
me.
And stuff. Yeah. So what are you doing tomorrow morning, Ken?
I've got a legislative breakfast and in the morning, and I'm assuming, maybe I shouldn't assume, but three of the people I just mentioned, you know, Brian told me he'll be here, and I'll get a chance to talk with him in the morning. Don Leahy, and I'm assuming Heath Van Adder, and maybe Jim Buck, those are the four. I'll be at the legislative breakfast, 8:30 tomorrow morning out of Wesley Manor's Harmony Hall, and they keep it to an hour, and I'm glad Shan does it that way. And, it's always a lot of fun to go see that group.
And this is a great opportunity for people to get out and see them.
That's right.
To meet them. You know, they're right here in your backyard.
And the thing of it is, they don't, you know, as long as you're respectful, and that's one of the keys, and keep it somewhat short, they don't mind if you're out there. They don't mind really what you ask.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask just about anything. I know it's gotten contentious a couple times.
Sure.
But some of those topics, you know, you just kind of wonder where certain things are at. But
yeah.
And then you start to find out and go, okay. So
provides you a little insight, huh?
Well, it does. And then it's just like, you know, with Todd last night, I mean, we got a chance to, you know, I listened to his speech. And you get more insight to certain things that are going on than what we see, you know, I'm talking about you and I, as far as like things like socialism. I know it's from their point. I know it's from his point of view, and I understand that. But still, at least you get a different perspective than what we see or what we hear every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of refreshing in a lot of ways last night.
Good. Glad to hear that.
So,
well, you'll be busy tomorrow morning. Is that what, 9?
8:30 to 9:30.
Okay.
8:30 to 9:30. And then, as I've told you, and you're very well aware, I got a ton of things to catch up on this week. So, and then next week it's not even. I'll be off the charts next
Crazy
week.
Crazy next week.
Oh.
Yeah, don't take a vacation, please. I hope nobody gets sick. We are on the last straw here at Casper Media. With
my Tuesday and Wednesday next week is unreal. I know yours.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be bad, and Wednesday's going to be bad right here in general. Then I've, you know.
Right. We'll take it in stride.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
As long as they keep the pop machine full, you and I are okay.
Yeah, and also make sure you bring a little food in.
Got to have food.
Got to have food now and then.
And I think Russ is out of town, so maybe we'll get Casper Media to buy some lunch today.
Well, that's a thought. Remember, though, I got a 1 o'clock meeting.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to do it early.
I've got a special...
Oh, I've got things to do this morning, too. I got to leave around 11.
So I don't think we're going to do that today.
No,
then.
Darn it.
I've got a special Board of Works meeting, and I think they're going to move or have some action today on those buildings downtown. I've heard that. So maybe they'll start taking those things down. The rumor I've heard is the next 2 weeks. So that is good, and get Washington Street back open and ready
to go.
And I'm very, very, you know, at least I think we caught a bit of a break yesterday in the weather because the winds were not quite as strong as what we were told. And
right.
I think that kind of helped those buildings stay up a little bit longer.
Yeah, you and I were talking off the air, a little concerned about that yesterday morning with the wind and those dilapidated buildings.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm a little concerned how it is out there right now.
Yeah, because it seems like it's blowing more than it was yesterday.
I'll tell you what, right now it's blowing more than what it was last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was. I was out there at the golf course. It was out there at that building out the golf course. It was nice last night.
Yeah, yeah, it was
nice and comfy and not you know, still in the upper 40s, low 50s. Right.
Yeah,
there.
Had a few gusts, but I was out last night mm-hmm. too. It wasn't too bad.
It was very comfortable last night.
Well, we'll all be busy tomorrow, as Ken said. I'll be busy with a live remote broadcast 9 to 11 tomorrow morning at the 3rd Annual Women's Expo at the Frankfort Community Public Library. My remote brought to you by Center Township Trustee's Office. Also brought to you by the Center Township Trustee's Office. Tomorrow afternoon, our WILO TV telecast at 1 o'clock, Holocaust survivor and forgiveness advocate Eva Kaur speaking in the theater. Bill Gant and myself will be down there for that telecast between 1 and 1, maybe 2 o'clock or so is kind of what we're looking at. We're going to hang out. They'll have question and answer sessions afterwards, opportunity to speak with Eva personally. And I think she's signing some books and so her autograph on some of her books. So I think they'll be doing all that tomorrow afternoon. And then raffle drawings and food and exhibits and vendors and all kinds of good stuff. 10 to 4 tomorrow, 3rd Annual Women's Expo at the Frankfort Community Public Library. Now, I want to also mention our sister station, Shine 99. Our very own Cindy Loveless will have a live remote broadcast tomorrow afternoon on Shine 99 between 2 and 4, I think it is, Ken. She's going to be at Frankie's.
Mm-hmm.
And
hope she starts to feel a little better.
Is she feeling?
Not feeling good this morning.
Is she not?
No.
Daggone it. Well, she had some sniffles, and she was nursing a cold for about a month.
Her stomach's not doing too good this morning, I guess, from what I'm being told.
So. Okay. Well, we got to take care of our Cindy Loveless.
Yeah, we do have to do that.
So we'll go in there and rub her belly or something, whatever she needs.
You do that, I'll be the next guy.
you can fan her with the feathers, and we'll get her a little mint on her for her pillow.
I'm
and
not
going
to go where I can go with that.
Cindy be punching us both, wouldn't
she? That's right.
She
would be. So would Keith.
Yeah, right. Yeah, her hubby wouldn't be too happy about that. But, you know, Frankie's, the last time we were there, Ken, was Christmas parade.
Right.
And we were up top. I love going in those old buildings and everything. But now I've not been in there since Frankie's is open. Mm-hmm. Have you?
No, have not.
Yeah, I've driven past it.
But I know the restaurant's open.
Mm-hmm.
From what I hear, it's fantastic.
I need to get down there.
I have not had a chance to get there yet. That's on my bucket list, so to say. I got it. My bucket list is getting longer.
Getting longer and longer, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm getting older and older, and it's getting longer and longer. But no, and all five of the apartments upstairs are rented.
Wow, okay.
So they're ready to go. And from what I've heard, last week, they were within about three apartments of having everything in nickel plates built.
Is that right? Well, I had heard a couple of weeks ago, like 91%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think they were waiting on about three apartments so they're just ready to move in or whatever. And
do you know who owns Frankie's, who owns that building? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, it's the ones who did the apartments upstairs were the same ones that did Nickel Plate.
Okay.
But as far as exactly who's in charge of the rent or whatever, that I don't know.
I wonder what those apartments look like upstairs. I mean, if they were dead by the crew with Nickel Plate, I mean, they would have to be classy.
Well, it's called Nickel Plate Lofts is what mm-hmm. it's called. So,
yeah.
They're loft apartments. There's five of them upstairs.
So that's the Nickel Plate Lofts.
Yeah.
And Nickel Plate Flats.
The Flats is over there in the big building.
Yeah. That's been a point of some confusion mm-hmm. a little bit over the last week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nonetheless, Cindy will be down there tomorrow afternoon on our sister station, Shine 99, just talking about things going on in downtown.
Right.
She should have a good afternoon. Cloudy, but maybe a little chilly for her tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll be inside, you hope.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll probably take care of Cindy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Next Wednesday, as Ken mentioned, it's going to be a madhouse for our open house. it's going to be Wednesday, March 20th. We'll start things up right after Wilo's Party Line here about 9:30 with Jay Hawley, and we'll have a whole host of guests coming in and out of the studio all morning and afternoon. I think we usually wrap it up around 2.
Yeah, we take a break for AgriTalk between 11 and 12, and then we take another little half hour 12:30, and then at 12:30 we gear it back up and ramp it up and go to 2 o'clock.
We're going to do it all right here in the newly remodeled Wylo Studios. Also that same day, our open house, we've been talking about it. This is your chance to come see Ken and I in our natural habitat. if Ken's even here.
That may be a good question. Right
I
now,
know.
Right now it's not looking too good.
Well, here's the thing. With an open house and something like this, you never know what to expect.
No.
I mean, we could get a ton of people. We could get two people.
Right.
And the reason Russ and I wanted to keep it till 6 is because that gives some people an opportunity to come in,
right,
you know, after work or something. So we're hoping for a big turnout. We'll certainly have enough food for it. But what I was trying to do, since Wylo has really upped its game over the last year and a half or so, we become more popular and we hear more people listening and talking about us and stuff. Usually good. And we
better be.
And so what I was really hoping is that we could have most of the Wylo Air staff actually here.
Yeah, my goal is to be here as much as I can, but it's not looking too good, especially for the first part of Wednesday.
Yeah, your Tuesday, Wednesday is nuts, man.
It's insane.
Yeah, we won't even go there. I've got it written down. Ken types up his monthly meetings.
I've got 10 items in Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Yeah, yeah. And that is, of course, including Ag Day.
Mm-hmm. And the open house.
Of it, yeah. So 10 to 6 next Wednesday, come on by and see us. Ken and I would love to talk to you. Ken will be here partially, I think, part of the day. I should be here most of the day.
Okay.
Melissa Miller will be here. We've also got Todd and Bill for most of the day. So the entire Wylo crew, with the exception of Jason Wilhite, and he may even pop in.
I was going to say, make sure you see my tag team partner in the morning, Melissa. Make sure you see her and talk with her.
Yes, we'll all be here, at least the Wylo Air staff, and then Cindy in the news department. So.
Yeah.
All right, Ken and I are just killing time. We've got about 12 minutes left in the program. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If there's something on your mind, you can call us. We'd like to talk to you. 659-3338. Also a reminder that next Wednesday, Ag Day, we will have food for both our ag guests and the public. If you'd like to come in and have a sandwich with us, we'd love to talk to you. I think it's Subway, some barbecue from Shoop's. We got fruit. We got a veggie tray coming. We got the fruit, but I need to get on the veggie tray because I want to do that too.
Yeah.
And then we got pizzas from Papa John's. Thank you very much, Sarah Kane, the general manager for Papa John's in Frankfort. So food shouldn't be an issue, Ken.
That's good.
And we're mentioning all that stuff, so that'll be for us. We'll try to get something for everyone else. Okay?
No, I thought that was for just me.
No. I got to hold the fort down while you go cover a meeting. I'll have your slice of pizza.
I'll bet you will, too.
We'll be back with more Party Line next on Wylo.
Agriculture is a big part of our community in North Central Indiana and always has been. WILO is your leader for everything ag. And on Wednesday, March 20th, we present Ag Day once again with Jay Holly and several guests in the WILO studios. These guests are scheduled to talk about all aspects of farming in our community. Ag Day 2019 on WILO, brought to you by Wampler Services, Inc., Ivy Tech Community College, The Farmers Bank, and Wylo.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Keeping you covered during severe weather for over 60 years. When you need to know, use WILO. The WILO weather team brings its expertise, resources, and experience to be there when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail and tornado events, heat advisories, and more. WILO has even surveyed tornado damage when a small 4.0 earthquake struck Clinton County. The station you can depend on, WILO.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we make loans that encompass all your vehicle needs. From RVs to motorcycles, cars, trucks, ATVs, and more. If it has wheels, we have the right rates and the right loan for you. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded just like you. The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
If you live with a plan, that's called a budget. You live on less than you make, so that you're saving money. You're always giving some money, and you avoid debt. If you'll keep working with those basic principles, you'll become wealthy over time. Hey, you guys, your 16-year-old's watching, by the way. Your 12-year-old's watching. You want to teach them how to handle money? Rachel Cruze says it all the time. More is caught than taught. They're going to do what you do, not what you talk about.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Welcome back to Boilo's Party Line. It is a Friday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Ken, the Skywatch weather forecast is kind of nasty. It's kind of on and off the next couple of days with a chance of rain, and it's just going to be kind of chilly. And with that wind, it might get cold.
The one nice thing that I saw in the forecast, originally they had rain and snow for today.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And like a 30% chance. That's all the chances are. Outside of today, it's like 70 during the day today for precipitation. At least they moved the rain and snow back to, Saturday night and Sunday, I think.
Yeah, Sunday, actually, yeah.
A little bit of Saturday night, too. I think it's like a 20% chance or whatever.
Yeah.
So at least they took that part out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've known it's going to be in the 20s and upper 20, mid 20s to low 30s at night, and about 40 to 45 during the day. That's what it's going to be now for a while, so.
Yeah.
Just, don't put the winter clothes away just yet and just get ready for it.
Did we get to 70 yesterday?
No, I don't think
we did either.
I would say if we even got much past 60. I think I'd see my phone say 67, but that was like last night.
Yeah, yeah.
But during the day, I don't think we got too high yesterday during the day.
My car, I was in it around 120 yesterday afternoon and just sitting in the parking lot, and it said 62.
That's maybe so, about right.
Yeah.
I don't think it really got as warm as, but here again, the wind wasn't a big factor.
No.
So
there was one time yesterday I was outside and I came back in and it was a little warm.
Yeah.
And I thought, ooh, I'm almost hot.
Yeah.
Because I was moving around and had my jacket on still and everything. And
didn't last long, did it?
No, it did not. Mm-hmm. It did not. 70 one day and 32 the next.
Yeah, 30 the next.
Well, just a couple minutes left in the program. Again, you can call Ken and myself, 659-3338. That's the phone number, or 800-447-4463. Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching Donald Trump. She had to double down on this. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Pelosi said a long, drawn-out impeachment process is not worth the time and energy it would consume in the House. Some liberals have criticized her position. The California Democrat said the House has many more important issues to deal with than Donald Trump.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that provides me a little hope.
Well, the thing of it is that here's the other side of the coin that nobody brings up. How bad do we look globally when we do this, and how much baggage or stuff we're going to have to fix? After all that goes through.
Yeah, kind of the collateral damage.
Yeah, it's going to be huge if we do that.
Well, I'm glad to see that impeachment at least isn't on the table right now, at least working toward
it. I have a feeling that may not even get there. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope not. That'd be terribly distracting.
Amongst other things.
Well, if there wasn't enough candidates already on the Democratic side for president, well, there's one more now.
Yep.
Beto O'Rourke.
Yep.
That's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah,
Beto.
It's Beto.
Beto.
I believe it's Beto. I don't know.
Mr. O'Rourke is in eastern Iowa. The former Texas congressman was first seen at a coffee shop. His first official campaign stop since announcing his run for president yesterday. He also made stops in Burlington, Fort Madison, and Muscatine, Iowa.
You know exactly where those places are?
Really? I've never heard of.
My granddad was from that area.
Oh, okay. Well, Beto will continue to trek through eastern Iowa today and tomorrow, making stops all around the state, Mount Pleasant, Waterloo, Dubuque.
Better make sure he has a dog sled available just in case.
Yeah, right. They still got that blast.
They still got some.
They call it a cyclone?
Bomb cyclone.
Bomb, yeah. That just sounds
scary.
I just
wonder if he's related to the even though his name is O'Rourke, I wonder if he's related to Mr. Rourke from Fantasy Island.
Oh, no, that's taking me back.
I'm reaching now, I know.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
De plane.
Now, I don't know. He's probably Irish with the O'Rourke, so yeah. He's got St. Paddy's Day.
But he's from Texas. That's a stretch.
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
Well, Sunday is St. Paddy's Day. Some big parades planned, of course, including the nation's oldest in New York City, where over 1 million spectators are expected to be on hand. St. Patrick's Day was born as a Roman Catholic holiday to recognize St. Patrick, the bishop tasked to bring Christianity to Ireland, the day of celebration brought to America by Irish immigrants. So thank them for bringing us another holiday, right?
That's right.
Police in Lakeside, Colorado, Ken, are looking for a shoplifting suspect who recently left behind a little bit of evidence, right?
Just a bit.
The department posted the young man's selfie taken with a cell phone he left behind at the scene. Their Facebook post urges the suspect to come retrieve his belongings in his shoplifting charge. Pick up your phone and you're fine. Police say they hope to see him soon, but he's all over Snapchat and Facebook. Taking selfies where he place he's robbing. Well, yeah. Butterball's recalling more than 78,000 pounds of raw ground turkey over possible salmonella contamination. At least five people in two states have been sickened by that. The prepackaged turkey was produced July 7th, 2018, making it unlikely any remains in retail stores. I hope not. A Butterball spokesperson says customers should check their freezers and throw out any of the recalled products or return them to where they were bought. Just throw them out. The recalled turkey has the number ESTP-7345 inside the USDA inspection mark on the package. I love me some Butterball. Mm-hmm. Anything associated with Butterball turkey, I'm usually pretty good with.
I'll tell you what I used to do a lot. Actually, I don't know if it was Butterball or if it was Swift. I always had like those little 3-pound turkeys right around Christmas time. Christmas and Thanksgiving. Oh, those were good.
Those are great for one person, right?
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Yeah, you eat on that for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about that. And I tell Shell, too, occasionally, you don't have to wait till Thanksgiving or Christmas to fix a turkey.
That's right.
I'll take a turkey in midsummer, you know. It's just the process of doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm trying to talk her into just setting it one day when we go, you know, throw it in there. I'll run home at lunch and check on it and baste it or something. She don't want me manning the stove very often.
I understand
though, so.
Why.
Yeah. Well, a celebration is ending for thousands of taxpayers, Ken, who got refunds that are twice as much as they expected.
Only in Louisiana.
Man, state of Louisiana accidentally paid double refunds to 66,000 people, totaling just under $26 million.
Just 26 mil?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's not bad.
No. The state's Division of Administration discovered the mistake Wednesday and is now trying to get the extra money back. Most of the refunds were sent by direct deposit, and the state is contacting banks to reverse the overpayments.
Yep.
Louisiana is telling people who got double refunds not to spend the money because if they do, they'll have to pay it back. So if you got, say you're supposed to get $5,000 one year for taxes and you get $10,000 and you spend all of it and you think, shh, we'll just be quiet. The IRS won't know. You spend all of it and then they find out here a month later and it's like you still got to pay that back.
That's right.
What do you do?
You just pay it back when you can.
Is it like a loan, though? Because you could spend all that money now, and then next year they take it out of your taxes, right?
There's no such thing as a loan.
No. It would be a short-term loan. It would be a one-year loan.
No, it wouldn't be a short-term. You pay now or we come get you.
No, I think they'd probably let a lot of that slide, but it will come out of your tax check the next several years, you know. They'll grab it
first
somehow.
First of all, I haven't had a $5,000 refund for ever in my life.
I know.
So I don't know what the heck
I've
that
never
is.
Seen that amount of money.
Hey, one thing I think we need to mention is that we got, even though it's 2 weeks, or actually it's less than 2 weeks, on Infrastructure Summit, 27th.
Yes.
That's, as I said, that's kind of, we're looking forward to that, and that should be a lot of fun.
I am, too. We've got, you said 7 guests, I think.
Yeah, that's what we got.
And everybody's lined up, and we've got the good guests, too,
yes.
Right? People who can, real decision
we've
makers.
Got all the, we've got all the movers and shakers here in the area, here in Frankfort and Clinton County. I got the representative from NDOT. So it should be a lot of fun. Mm. It should be really informative, and, you know, it's something we're going to archive. you know, we're going to televise it. We're going to archive it. So if you can't listen to it during live, it's going to be available for you anytime that you want to.
That's right. On WiloTV.com. So we're not afraid to use a camera, too, every now and then.
Even though we all might look like, you know what,
we've got the face for radio.
That's right. Sure. We sure do.
Ken, have a great weekend.
You too. You take care.
All right. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Miller Healthcare. Ivy Tech Community College. Changing lives. Simple Time Antique. Step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line 8:30 Monday morning. Have a great weekend from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.